Northern New York's 21st Congressional District is a 16,000-square-mile area stretching from Lake Champlain on the east to the St. Lawrence River in the west. For nearly 150 years, the seat had been held by a Republican representative. In 2009, Republican Congressman John McHugh resigned to become Secretary of the Army, forcing a special election. During the campaign, a rift erupted between centrist Republican Didi Scozzafava and Tea Party candidate Doug Hoffman. Scozzafava dropped out of the race 3 days before voters went to the polls and endorsed Democrat Bill Owens. According to the New York State Board of Elections, Hoffman drew 69,553 votes, and Scozzafava received 8,582. Democrat Bill Owens captured the seat with a 3,584-vote lead, totaling 73,137. Owens went on to win full terms in 2010 and 2012. Syracuse University's Grant Reher, the Campbell Public Affairs Institute at the Maxwell School of Citizenship director and professor of political science, credits Owens' win to the moderate stances held by past Republicans.
Yes, it was Republican, but it was also, I think, a moderate place, tending toward the middle. So if you look back at who held the office prior to Bill Owens, you didn't have real radical conservatives in there. You had folks that were more toward the middle in the Republican Party. Then what happens is the Republicans, when Owens first gets elected, are fighting with each other. And they're fighting with each other over precisely this bigger issue which the Republican Party has been wrestling with, which is just how conservative the Republican Party needs to be. And so Republicans in that area split over this. There was a divisive primary that carried over through into the general election, and Owens was able to take advantage of that. Owens then establishes himself and runs originally as a moderate Democrat. And so he's able to, I think, in a sense, follow the mold of those who had gone before him. So the voters then had a chance to get comfortable with him and say, all right, this guy's a Democrat, but he's a moderate Democrat. He's in the tradition of what we're used to up here and what we're looking for. And so he's been able, I think, to benefit from having, an opportunity to establish himself to now where it looks like the citizens in the district are getting more comfortable with him.
And that's why Congressman Owens himself believes he won the office. Owens says the perception of the district as a Republican stronghold for 150 years is somewhat skewed.
And that's based upon some people who were elected from the district. Ron Stafford, McHugh, O.B. Martin, all people who were relatively moderates were really Rockefeller Republicans. So they came down on frequently slightly right side of the line, slightly left side of the line. And I think that that reflects the district as a whole, what its view of the world is. They are liberal on some issues. And a liberal is probably too strong a word. But they are people who are slightly left of center and people who are slightly right of center. And I think that that reflects why I was elected, because I think voters believe that that's what I was, and my voting record has confirmed that.
Owens admits his initial win in the 2009 special election was hugely impacted by the split that occurred between the Republican and Tea Party candidates at a time when the Tea Party was ascendant nationally.
We faced, meaning both Didi and I, faced the first Tea Party candidate. That was really the first election in which there was really a Tea Party candidate in play. And I do think that that had an impact. But I would also say to you that I think that Didi was one of those Rockefeller Republicans. And much of the attacks that were leveled against her were unfair and not reflective of how the community at large viewed her. I think clearly the split had an impact on the outcome. But I believe I reflect the district as a whole.
University of Virginia Center for Politics Sabato Crystal Ball is a weekly newsletter that focuses on American national campaigns and elections. Managing editor Kyle Condick notes that while the Tea Party-Republican split aided Owens, the dynamics of the district are changing.
The district is kind of a swing district now, and Owens benefited in a special election in 2009 when there was sort of a split amongst Republicans, a moderate establishment candidate, and there was a Tea Party insurgent that came in, and basically Owens was able to get in based on that Republican breakdown, and then he's been able to hold the seat in a regular election in 2010 and then again in 2012. And so I think that's a tribute to him, but the district also just isn't as Republican as it used to be. While I think the southern part of the district is still pretty reliably Republican, the northern part of the district that borders Vermont is becoming more Democratic, much like Vermont has become one of the most Democratic states in the country after being more Republican maybe 20, 30, 40 years ago.
That reflects the 2010 election results. Owens won based on support in the northeastern part of the district, but lost in the western and southern counties. According to the New York State Board of Elections, Owens won that year by 1,995 votes, with a total of 82,232. Republican Matt Doheny received 80,237, and Independent Doug Hoffman drew 10,507. In 2012, Owens again won a close election. In a rematch, he defeated Doheny by 4,985 votes. Green Party candidate Donald Hassig drew 4,174 votes in that race. Plattsburgh State Professor of Political Science Tom Conda notes the 21st is still a district that could go either Republican or Democrat, but expects the longer Owens stays in office, the greater an edge he will maintain.
The northern tier counties have always supported Democratic candidates, that's Clinton, Franklin, St. Lawrence. If you go south out into the Adirondacks, it becomes more Republican pretty quickly. But then if you head down towards Syracuse and Amiata, the area of growth of this district, it seems like it's still close to 50-50. And, of course, at one time, Democrats had written it off as a loser. And then it was Howard Dean's strategy when he became the head of the Democratic National Committee to challenge every seat. So the Democrats started not letting this district go unopposed, but it's still so close that the Republicans are certainly not going to give it up, and thus it's become a district that's in play.
There are two Republican candidates running against Owens in the 2014 election, with a third Republican considering a campaign. Elise Stefanik, a businesswoman from Westport, worked in the Domestic Policy and Chief of Staff's office of the George W. Bush administration. She did not return calls. Republican Joe Gilbert of DeKalb Junction is an Army veteran who served as the St. Lawrence County Emergency Services Director and is a member of the Tea Party. The first-time candidate believes the scope and scale of problems facing the country are motivating conservative candidates to challenge Owens.
Despite reports of the contrary, our economy is not improving, and families' personal income is shrinking. And then when you had scandals like Benghazi and Fast and Furious and the NSA and the IRS and stuff, I think the scope and scale of the problems lends itself to different interpretations on how to solve them. What I represent, I think, is the mainstream now, and just the frustration of how things are and where things are going. And that's why I think you're seeing the rise of that kind of candidate.
The Campbell Public Affairs Institute's Grant Reher believes the North Country's Republican Party has, for the most part, learned from its past mistakes, and Owens will face contenders in each election.
The Republicans in that area, I think that they've seen the damage that is done from having rifts. And there was already a sense, I think, in the last election that they were going to try to fix that. You're always going to have a number of candidates on the Republican side, assuming that Owen stays in office, who are going to be coming forward and going to be coming forward early. And the reason is that when you look at that district, it's a swing district. It's not going to anytime soon look like a slam-dunk, safe Democratic district. So it's always going to draw competition, and Owens is always going to have some kind of competitive race to run. Going forward, the one thing he can be sure of is he's going to get serious and significant opposition, and that's just the nature of the district. The second thing, though, is the question of how well will the Republicans be able to sort this out in that district and to unite behind one candidate so that they're not fighting with each other. And again, that's been something that has hurt them.
Sabato's crystal ball managing editor Kyle Condick ranks New York's 21st district as one of the most competitive in the nation, with the upcoming race leaning Democratic.
The question in New York 21 is, it's become more Democratic over time. The question is will it continue to become more Democratic? And if it does so, then Owens or another Democrat who could follow him would probably be in pretty good shape going forward. But if it remains kind of a swing district, you could definitely see the Republicans taking it back and regaining it after they had held it for so long prior to Owens coming on the scene.
Green Party candidate Donald Hassig also faced off against Congressman Owens in 2012, receiving less than 2% of the vote. Although he dropped out and endorsed Owens 3 days prior to Election Day, he has announced a new campaign for the congressional seat in the 2014 campaign. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.